Good morning. Distinguished guests, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, distingués invités, chers collègues, mesdames et messieurs. Welcome to Meeting with Books, Raymond Klebanski, Special Collections and the Library in the 21st Century. I am Anne-Marie Holland, librarian from the Rare Books and Special Collections McGill University Library. My role will be to ensure the smooth progression of today's program. We intend to continue the celebration of the life of Raymond Klebanski that began with the opening of the exhibition at the Grande Bibliothèque in November 2012. This exhibition, curated by Monsieur Georges Leroux, entitled Raymond Klebanski, La Bibliothèque d'un Philosophe, was dedicated to revealing Professor Klebanski's life and work as represented by his library. He had a keen engagement with books, and this was reflected in his teaching practice and scholarship. His library is now housed in Rare Books and Special Collections and forms a rich array of texts covering the whole of the Western philosophical tradition. The present symposium complements the exhibition and the multiple conferences surrounding the production by exploring some of McGill's special collections, understanding the library of today, and investigating the impact that these may have on teaching and research. As we begin our conversation on these topics, let us not forget that Dr. Klebanski was also a kind and compassionate person, a humanist in the truest sense of the word. One might tend to overlook these personal qualities next to his teaching abilities, his immense scholarship, and steadfast advocacy for tolerance by means of philosophical reasoning. But he was also genuinely aware of his immediate environment, his family, friends, acquaintances, and colleagues. He made an impact on this level as well. And for those of us who have had the privilege of knowing him, this human quality lingers on in the warm comfort of our memories. Now, to start our one-day symposium, I would like to call upon Colleen Cook, Trenholm Dean of Libraries, who will deliver a welcome and opening remarks.
Bienvenue and welcome, friends. I have the opportunity and pleasure of welcoming you to the Klebanski Symposium, a day outlined to pay tribute to books, libraries, and teaching, all of which reflect the life of Dr. Klebanski, Emeritus Professor of Philosophy at McGill University, a scholar of world renown, an advocate for tolerance and freedom, and an avid collector of books, with a keen antiquarian taste for fine editions. McGill is now the proud benefactor of his rich collection, covering the whole of Western philosophy, with significant holdings spanning the areas of religion, literature, and history in a wide spectrum and array of languages. Today's symposium is not only a wonderful way to commemorate the life and work of Raymond Klebanski, but also to recognize his important contributions to society, which are presently on view at the Bibliothèque et Archives Nationales du Québec through August 2013. The exhibition has already had a major impact on the McGill community and on the wider public in Montreal. I would like to extend a special greeting and to recognize Monsieur Georges Leroux, Emeritus Professor of Philosophy from the Université du Québec à Montréal, lecturer and most importantly, in this instance, exhibition curator of the Klebanski exhibit at the BANQ. The BANQ event was a splendid occasion to celebrate the great collaboration that is now taking place between two institutional heritage repositories, the McGill University Library and the BANQ. And this collaboration continues to flourish with new projects, and recently solidified by the formation of a joint committee as a reflection of this growing relationship. And finally, not finally, but I hate to say most importantly, but it really is true, that without the vision and determination of Madame and Professor Ethel Groffier, who in transferring Dr. Klebanski's library and in supporting a project to produce an exhibition and catalog In addition to suggesting a day of intellectual exchange on the collaboration and the collection, none of any of this would have been possible. I don't think Ethel is here right now, but I know she will be joining us in a bit. And I just have to extend my deepest and personal warm regards for Madame Groffier. She's a very, very special lady. McGill Library has brought to life this collection in a way that is motivating and inspiring, bearing witness to the range of his networks, to Professor Klebanski's networks, and to his participation in key intellectual circles throughout his lifetime. Finally, I would like also to extend my appreciation to Dr. Richard Ver, and also to Stephen Spodek, and many members of the staff of the Office of the Dean of Libraries at McGill, who have put together for us a spectacular day and who have spent a lot of time assembling a particularly fine group of panelists, moderators, and particularly a warm welcome to our keynote speaker, Alberto Manguel. I often say that I truly am privileged, and I believe that I have the best job on campus as Dean of the Library. We have very special jobs in this, and we have very privileged jobs. And it's being able to welcome all of you for an event like this is just tribute to what I just said. So welcome, have a spectacular day, and thank you.